Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version for Friday, November 19th, 2004, in 3, 2, 1. CB International trains Iraqi church leaders. A Christian aid agency helps change lives in Afghanistan through compassion. And Global Missions Fellowship embarks on a quest for the nations. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. We begin today in Iraq, where the fighting has caused many Christians to flee the country. For those who remain in Iraq, CB International is providing leaders with ministry training to help strengthen the church. Hans Finzel is with CB International.
The reports we get from the ground are quite positive about the growth of the church. I think you've probably heard about just an explosion of growth in the evangelical movement in Iraq because of the new freedoms. Obviously, it's dangerous, but by and large, most of the country is quite peaceful. So in terms of Iraq, we see a real upswing in the growth of the church.
Finzel's excited about the national Christians that God has raised up in the Middle Eastern countries and asks prayer for strength and courage for them. He says,
pray that our efforts to continue to assist the church, especially its leaders, will go forward. So even if we can't be there because of conflict, the church will continue to grow as the leaders are strengthened.
Meanwhile, international aid is reaching out to help a devastated Afghani village just north of Kabul. There's no running water or electricity, and sanitation doesn't exist. IA was asked by the Afghan government to help restore health services to the area. And working in partnership, the teams have provided medicine, trained doctors, dug wells, and provided water filtration systems, all in the name of Christ. Pray that the seeds planted would bear fruit. You're listening to Mission Network News. A church in Russia is coming in on the heels of Buckner Orphan Care International's Shoes for Orphan Souls program to do youth ministry. MNN's Greg Yoder has the story from Russia.
With nearly a million orphaned children in Russia, ministry to these needy kids is great. That's why Buckner is sending in shoes. As they do, they encourage the local church to begin ministry inside the orphanages. One church is seeing success. Stefan Taran is the pastor of the Baptist Church in Volkhov.
Twice a month we're visiting here. And we're showing the movies, Christian movies. Then we have a talking about Christianity and just playing the games. They all like it. We become friends. Even few children are visiting the church.
Buckner's desire is to provide shoes to an orphanage through the local church, giving Christians a chance to share the gospel. More shoes and funding are needed to do even more. Greg Yoder, Mission Network News, Volkhov, Russia.
We turn next to a vision aimed at mobilizing America's college campuses into the missions field. The project is called Collegiate Quest. Global Missions Fellowship's Frank Banfield says the students who participate in their short-term missions trip make a profound, lasting impact. GMF's current focus is on Latin America.
Our experience has been that for every North American that goes on a Global Missions Fellowship campaign, there will be 3 national believers mobilized to work with us. So that means but just by a college student going on Collegiate Quest, they are going to triple their ministry.
Banfield says the quest is about connecting with the Great Commission. It's about putting real action to faith and seeing it grow.
By then giving them an opportunity to connect with an incredible missions outreach where we're trusting God to start 200 churches, now you're going to have excitement on the field and you're going to have these individuals in these countries who will take ownership for their countries, who will step up and become better witnesses and outreach and really be focused on planting new churches in unreached communities.
Finally, the child sponsorship program of Food for the Hungry is impacting the Christian music arena. Partnering with the concert tour Festival Con Dios, Food for the Hungry recently took child sponsors to Bolivia to meet the children and communities they help support. The organizations teamed up last year to encourage concert audiences to sponsor a child or to go on a short-term missions trip. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the video featuring the Shoes for Orphan Souls trip to Russia with Buckner Orphan Care International, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It can't help but encourage your church to get involved in orphan outreach. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also sign up at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.